are sorry, but we are experiencing a problem with our system. Please try your call again later, or we'll take a...
Production. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was balls, balls. No fight.
My life has always been a fight.
I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
You don't think you're being openly critical to a guy that took a body shot and go down?
That's not pressure. That's just my style. My style is to dominate. I want to get the guy. I want to stop the guy. You know, my motto is man down.
Archibus.com. Why are you mad?
I'm not saying the man can't take body shots. Wait for motherfucking March. We're going to take this shit to the limit.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice, and we are live. It is 1 p.m. Eastern time, should be about 6 or 7 UK time, and we've done this show especially for our UK listeners and obviously all our listeners around the world. We did want to talk about this breaking news that Amir Khan and Kell Brook seem to be on target to be settling their differences finally after so much back and forth on the internet and in the media. These two look to be headed towards a direction where they will meet in the ring. So let's get on over to the good sunshine state of Florida.
Boxing MD, what's going on, brother? I know you want to sit in on this side.
We're going to head on over to the sunshine state.
Boxing MD.
Boxing MD, what's going on?
Is that a fair statement to make? You have to be honest with yourself.
Happy to be back, and the Boxing Voice is putting in that road work with this immediate reaction show. After both guys dared to be great in a lot of people's minds, they should dare to fight each other, because this is the fight that not only UK fans wanted to see, but boxing fans around the world wanted to see who is the best welterweight from the UK.
Now, Khan is being a bit disrespectful. As you can see here on our thumbnail, he makes it clear that he is with the same guy to smash Kell Brook's face. And to the left of him is obviously the guy that's going to, what did he put there? Rock Kell Brook or something like that? I don't know. But the point is, standing next to him is the next guy to smash Kelly Brook's face. So Amir Khan standing next to Gennady Golovkin. We all know what Gennady Golovkin did to Kell Brook. These two were at the WBC 54th annual convention in Hollywood, Florida, these past couple of days. And Khan is making some headways. Not only that, but the promoter of Kell Brook has spoken to Sky Sports and to BBC Sports. And according to Eddie Hearn, they're looking to get this fight together by 2017. Now, there was once upon a time, MD, where, you know, Amir Khan felt that Kell Brook needed to prove himself. He beat Sean Porter and had a good fight with him, with Golovkin. The time is right, is what he's saying now. So, you know, I guess he proved all he needed to prove to Amir Khan. But let's be honest, he doesn't have any other options, Amir Khan.
No, but this is
the belt.
You know how we always used to talk shit about Amir Khan? Not talk shit, but like laugh about how Amir Khan was always like, I want the Manny Pacquiao fight. I want the Floyd Mayweather fight. And that Kell Brook fight will still be there for me. Now, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather weren't there. Technically, Manny Pacquiao still could be there maybe one day. But it seems to me that Kell Brook fight is still there. It happened to be Canelo, not one of those other two guys, which may be worse because that knockout he took was very shockingly scary if you're an Amir Khan fan. So, you know, it's good to hear that they're, you know, I'd rather see a fight happen too late than never happen. And I think it's a little late, but I think we'll all be excited for it to happen.
Now, what do you think Earl Spence fits
in. Oh, and one last thing. I mean, did this tweet come from a guy who was sleeping on a canvas after his last fight? Sleeping a canvas by a guy who he told to move up to fight the guy who he's next to? I just think it's very weird that, you know, you're typing, you're tweeting that kind of information out. Like, it's a glass house kind of tweet, in my opinion, if you know what I mean.
I definitely know what you mean. Definitely do, but what we know about Amir Khan is that he knows how to sell the fight. He knows how to put himself in the right positions. And like he said, the time is right now. Both men have took some severe damage in their last fights. And it would be good to see just which one has more left. Khan has suffered more knockouts, obviously.
Yeah. And to be, I think it's more than him selling a fight. I think Amir Khan more knows how to market himself as an athlete. I don't necessarily think it's the fight. He has a very strong following behind him. So I think that's kind of something you should give him credit for.
I agree. He definitely knows how to put himself in position.
Y'all getting it next, boy.
But this is a fight that we've been waiting for a long time. Now, it's starting to feel like Mayweather-Pacquiao just a little bit, right? Now, obviously, the hype for it isn't that big. But the fact that every so often we get these alleged negotiations and then they fall through. Hopefully now, with both men suffering the losses that they did in their last fight, Kell Brook really having no other options. He's been calling out, you know, Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, and Danny Garcia, but those are all fights that have to wait. He would need an in-between fight. My question to you and to the public is, where does Kell Brook and Earl Spence fall in all of this? Does Earl Spence accept step-aside money the way that Victor Postol took step-aside money from Danny Garcia when he wanted to fight Lamont Peterson? Would Earl take the money, or does he force his title shot?
I mean, taking the money, I think, in this situation where a fighter, I mean, they didn't, we don't know if this fight's going to be a welterweight, you know, the proposed fight, if it's going to be a catchweight or if it's going to be a 154. I think Kell Brook, to me, is hard-pressed to make 147. So if he makes it for this fight or whatever, if I was Earl Spence, I would not let that opportunity go because, you know, it is a legitimate shot at a big name and someone who a lot of people think that he could win, especially after coming off a broken orbital. So I still think that Kell Brook is one of the tougher welterweights, and I wouldn't necessarily think that it would be an easy time, an easy fight, but it still is a shot at the belt. You know, so it gets his portion of the supremacy at 147. Now, fighters have seen other fighters take step-aside money where they don't really have a choice, but I think the biggest issue is that I think Kell Brook eventually will be fighting at a higher weight. So he might, like, in other words, he might take the step-aside money, they might fight, and then he might go, fuck it, I'm moving up. So.
Yeah. And that's something that I could see.
Which is the exact, I'm not hating, but it is the exact same thing that Danny Garcia did with Postol. It's, you know.
It is something I see can happen. Oh, no. I guess I put this one upside down. That sucks. Well, that was Kell Brook's response. And let's see if I can pull it up on my own and just give it to you guys. So Kell Brook responded something like, and I'm paraphrasing until I can pull this thing up. It's hilarious, though. I really wanted you guys to see it. He says something like, I'm glad to see Amir Khan has woken up from his sleep. Glad you've woken up from your last KO. I believe our teams are talking. I look forward to sending you back to sleep. Hashtag Queen Kardashian with a bunch of Z, sleeping Z emojis. So definitely the Brookster knowing how to entertain us. You know, this is the type of boxing that I like, though, to be honest with you, man. I like people to entertain me this way. I'm sharing it there with you guys so you can get your own look at it.
And you could scroll up even a little more, too. Like, show them the other stuff that he retweeted. I think the one with Virgil's even funnier. Go up a little bit.
Well, I actually cut this one out. So I don't have his whole feed there.
How funny is that one, though? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't see it, but regardless, I mean, it's
so. So he, I'll describe it. I'll describe it really quickly. He has somebody. He retweeted somebody who, you know, obviously he didn't say it himself, but obviously when someone retweets something, it's going through their, you know, social media. It's a picture. It's like three pictures of Virgil holding Amir Khan, kissing him on the head, holding him and holding him again. And he goes, when you ran out of excuses and finally have to fight at Special K Kell Brook, like, you know, so he, you know, he's going after him. And, you know, Amir Khan was the first one to, you know, attack him. So he's counter punching pretty strong. And, you know, he has a lot of, when, you know, when you have a meme of you getting knocked out, you have a lot of ammunition to fight you the next round. So, you know,
there's still plenty of people that think that the speed of Khan is going to affect Kell Brook. What about you?
I think that I like to look at odds. Sometimes the odds are pretty close for this fight. And I'm a little confused by that because I think that the punch resistance, living to fight another day is exactly what I think Kell Brook's team did when he fought Golovkin, because you don't want him to be a Margarito, a fighter who doesn't necessarily have to have the most power, make that eye swell up a little more. You know, even Amir Khan, who's not a power puncher, with his speed could damage that eye. But I think Amir Khan's punch resistance at this point of his career couldn't be getting better after that knockout. And when you see someone like Chris Algieri, right, hurt him, I would definitely favor Kell Brook in this fight.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of hurt Khan at this point. His only hope is to stay away. We're going to open up these phone lines. Remember, that number is 1-425-569-5241. And for all our international listeners from any country, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. If you're watching this on YouTube, this is a spontaneous immediate reaction show. Hit that thumbs up button to show that you appreciate the content coming from this channel. We're going to go to 415. I believe this is Larry in San Francisco. Larry, talk to us. Larry there? And I think not. Let me see. Looks like a switchboard. It must be the switchboard because we got a few callers there that we can't not get to. Yep. So hit us up on Skype. Larry, you do have the Skype. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype if you want to talk. That sucks. Right when we do a show specifically for UK listeners, phone lines is down. But our international line is up. So definitely hit us up there. So MD, I guess we can wrap it up and you can just let me know how, I guess, confident are you that this one gets made?
Well, I think, anybody who called in, Blog Top quickly, you guys could call on Skype. We could get to you before we're out. If you guys want to give your immediate reaction, but you asked me what, how did you ask me again?
Well, I asked you, are you confident that this one actually happens?
Well, yes and no. I think that Kell Brook wants it. I just don't know how much Amir Khan really wants it. He's had opportunities to fight him before. I don't know. I want to be not as confident that it's happening. So when it happens, I'm happy rather than be ignorantly optimistic, because I think this is a fight that we've been hearing about for what, 4 years now? Is that fair to say?
I don't know. Four sounds excessive, but I would say at least the last two, maybe three.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years. And they took a very similar path in, like I said, daring to be great. And I think that the damage that Amir Khan took was worse, because that type of knockout, especially when you don't have a great shin, definitely has a detriment on your career going forward. So I don't know. I don't know why people would think that Amir Khan would win. I just don't see it. Like, is it the speed? Is it his boxing ability? Like, I always think that
speed, because especially, you know, the diehard Khan fans, you know, you seen what Khan did to Canelo. So they're going to definitely say the speed. But listen, let's wrap it up and have you guys drop all your comments in the comment section below as this news continues. We'll follow it closely and you know, keep you guys updated so that you don't have to do any of the internet crawling yourselves. We'll bring it to you obviously on TBB podcast form. I want to thank the good doctor for taking time out of the what are you in over there, the internship
finals.
Weren't you a resident already or something like that?
No, residence after.
No, you're
I'm studying. Don't worry about it. I don't need it.
Well, yeah, he took.
But listen. I think the point that Ness is trying to make, and I think that you guys all will benefit from you guys sharing, liking, hitting thumbs up, you know, contributing in any way you guys can to the Boxing Voice, because the more accessibility and the more help and support we get from you guys, the more shows we could, you know, get. Like, our goal is so that, like Ness said, that we could be, you know, the filter so you guys get news on a daily basis. So, you know, keep doing your thing and join Patreon and do whatever you guys feel appropriate.
Definitely check out Patreon. Support us on Patreon for all exclusive content. Our Patreons are really the decision makers. You can ask them themselves. But we want to thank everyone. I am your host, Ness GTO. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ness GTO. And the good doctor?
You can find me at BoxingMD1 on Twitter.
Later.